It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the first day of Mount Rushmore week. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Is a hamburger a sandwich? What do you think the vote is at?
It has to be yes.
Ike says yes. Elliot said no. Well, it's not 100%. What do you think it is?
Let's go 90+.
54% yes.
How is
46% no. I agree with you.
How
that
is
it's
a hamburger not considered a sandwich?
I'm with you, but I also believe a hot dog is as well. So there's the issue.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
A hamburger looks more like a sandwich than a hot dog does.
Looks like more like a sandwich, yes. I agree. And a lot of people to get rid of the hot dog thing, they're like, well, it's not two pieces of bread. It's one piece of bread. And it has to be two pieces of bread. But then I say, like, a hoagie's definitely a sandwich, and that's one piece of bread as well. You know what
yep.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. All right. The next Mount Rushmore, by the way, coming up at 4:30, it is Ike's Mount Rushmore of cable networks.
All right.
Now, this is all-time cable networks. So, see if Ike stays out of trouble on that one. If I let him stay out of trouble. 215-592-9494. Tony and Kennett Square, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. I called you to talk about the birds.
Sure.
But after that, I'd like to make a case on why I deserve to be in the fantasy league.
How about you do that second? Do the Eagles first, and then you can talk about fantasy league.
Cool. With Eagles training camp underway, I think it's hard to find things that worry me about the team this year. But there are two of them that do concern me, and I'm wondering if you guys agree with me or not. Number one is Jake Elliott. He had a terrible season last year, and I was convinced at some point he was going to cost us a playoff game. And I was just sitting there waiting for it to happen. If we see more of the same thing this year, do you guys think they'll start looking for a replacement?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, it would be unfortunate if he had two straight years like he had.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm trusting that Jake's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
But we don't often look at the kickers in the same light that we look at the other guys. This dude is an Eagle all-timer.
He is.
He's won two Super Bowls. This guy's an Eagle all-timer. I don't think they're in a rush to move on from Jake Elliott. It would have to be pretty damn bad.
Well, because then,
where he's costing you games.
Because then what you end up doing when you get rid of the guy that you're sure about or that you've been relying on is then you get into kicker carousel.
Yeah.
Because if there's somebody that is reliable, chances are that person's not on the market. So then you just keep cycling through guys until you find him. So I agree with Ike. It would have to get pretty bad.
And it would have to cost them games. Now,
yes.
Sometimes he missed kicks and they still won.
Right.
You know, and that's what worried us. And he wasn't doing the weird thing with the kickoffs. He wasn't doing the kickoffs. So I wonder, was there something physically going on with him?
Well, remember, somebody said there was something physically going on with him. I forget who it was, but there was an Eagles player who said, it wasn't Jake Elliott, but somebody said that he was battling something all year. What's the other worry that you have, Tony?
Okay, so Jalen Hurts to me, and this isn't all the time, but sometimes he holds on to the ball for way too long. It was a big problem against the Rams specifically, and I hope that's something that's been talked about, and hopefully Jalen has identified that as something he needs to work on, because he could seriously get hurt one of those plays where he's running around. And I understand, you know, he extends plays and make plays, but sometimes the better choice is just to throw the ball away. And I'm scared that he's going to get hurt one of these times instead of just throwing the ball away.
Yeah,
those are my only two big things that I see with the Eagles this year.
No, and that was frustrating at times last year. You know, that was, I think about the Cleveland game where he took a sack and he took him out of the field goal range and they blocked they made it a longer field goal and they wound up blocking it and taking it back for a touchdown. Could have easily lost that Cleveland game.
He was 29th in sack rate last year.
Yeah, he had a couple of those. Yeah. That is something, Tony, that certainly needs correction this year. If it's not there, either just take off or throw the ball away, or the other.
Well, that, Tony, I think that the thing that you said that I disagree with slightly is it's not usually him trying to extend plays left and right. It feels like when he's running backwards, and it does seem like it's when it, like, I agree with Ike. Like, if you don't, if you go bang, 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 and don't see the, it seems like he's trying not to run.
Right.
Almost. You know, like, I'd almost rather he make the decision to run quicker if he doesn't see what he's going to see.
Yeah.
Because he's not, he is a good athlete and a good runner. I don't think he's a particularly elusive guy back there, like, you know, avoiding guys left and right. So I'd rather he just run if he doesn't see what's there, rather than trying, because I think that's why he got sacked. Is I think he might think he's a little more elusive than he actually is.
He's made too many good plays where he has held onto the ball, and the receivers break the routes off, and he's able to, you know, get to the right and make a play down the field for a big first down. So you almost get that false sense of security that you can make something happen.
Yep.
And that was the frustrating thing in that Rams game when he took all those sacks in the Rams game.
Seven sacks.
Yeah, it's like, man, you got to get rid of that ball at some point.
Yep. And by the way, there's another thing. Like, if the defense is as good as it is, that don't put them in a worse situation. Like, the worst thing that's happening there is you're giving up field position.
Yep.
You're giving up field position. So, like, put your defense work. They did a good job by holding the ball as long as they did, running the ball as long as they did. Don't put your defense in worse field position by taking a sack. All right, Tony. For next question, we are allowing people to apply on air to be part of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We do have 9 spots. We'll be doing this for 2 weeks. What is your... Talk us into it.
Okay, so this will be my 20th year playing fantasy football. I have multiple championships under my belt. Not only am I a good player, but I also have a third-degree black belt in trash talk. I can trash talk with the best of them. And I'm better looking than all the applicants. I'm smarter. I'm more popular. I'm more knowledgeable. Wow. And it wouldn't even be a competition if I was in your league. I think the most interesting topic that would be going on during the year is who's going to be runner-up to Tony.
Oh, I like the bluster.
Nice, Tony. Nice. I like it.
And you are in Kennett Square, which is the mushroom capital of the world.
That's right. I'm not that far from Chickies and Peak.
There
so
you
I'd
go.
Be able to make it there.
All right. And, all right. Okay.
I'm untouchable, and I got the receipts to prove it.
Whoa. There's a lot of trash talk from Tony. I like it. Tony is now one of our registrants. We will pick one person today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do we pick one person today?
One each day.
All right. We will get to some athlete versus podcaster drama right after we talk to Colonel in Massachusetts. Colonel, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What's up, Colonel?
What's up, Colonel?
Hey. Well, first thing, you guys cover so much. It's great sitting in the traffic up here in Boston. Hot dog, to me, is closer to a taco. So I think the best sandwich is the Italian.
The Italian hoagie.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Well, what else would be on your Mount Rushmore of sandwiches, then?
Oh, geez.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let's just keep moving.
Okay, all right.
I am ready to get my heart broken by the Phillies. I believe in love. I found my soulmate with the 2024-2025 Eagles. I feel like the Phillies are they're wifey material. The Sixers are kind of that good-looking babe. You know she's going to break your heart, but you're following her anyways. And the... We'll talk about the Flyers next time.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, we don't need to.
That was going down the wrong road.
I'm going to the to see the Commodores. I'm getting ready to trash talk. But speaking of the Sixers.
This sounds like a Hugh Douglas call, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Hugh Douglas.
I know. You threw in the Commodores. You got the analogy of the girlfriend and the wife. And that's a Hugh Douglas call.
I listen to all the shows, but the only one I call is you guys. You guys are the best.
I appreciate that. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. So,
yep.
Sixers Mount Rushmore. I had to take this a little different because I never actually really saw Moses and Dr. J or Will play.
Yep.
So I kind of went with the guys who... You get that feeling.
Okay.
And I'm probably the only guy who picked them, but...
How old
Eric
a guy are you?
To me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to let you say that again. How old a guy are you?
I'm 40.
Okay.
Just turned 40.
All right. So Sixers Mount Rushmore is?
So I got Allen Iverson.
Yep.
I got Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I had to put Barkley. Because I remember him. He was great. I couldn't do guys I never saw play.
Okay.
And then the fourth guy I had, I think he made AI even better because he played the D. He gave up his offense. And that's Eric Snow.
Colonel, you can't. You can't.
The fact is you're 40.
Yeah.
When you guys do...
You can't, man.
When we keep moving the 50 up, if the Sixers are on this trajectory, he's going to be on.
Snow is?
No. No offense to Eric Snow.
Yeah, that's my guy.
But like...
We went to school together.
You saw Mutombo. I mean, the
that's
same
what I thought
team.
He was going to say.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, he was up there, but I just
thought Eric better player than
brought
Eric
out
Snow.
Yes. The best in AI, you know?
Oh.
Hey, agree to disagree.
All right, we agree to disagree.
Well, we'll just disagree.
Is Eric Snow even on the Mount Rushmore of that era of Sixers basketball?
Yeah, I think so, right? I mean, I don't even know.
I'd say yes.
Yes. I mean, he was a starter.
Just in case this gets clipped.
Yeah.
Yes.
He certainly...
When you say this era, that era, you mean of what? From what to what?
We'll say the 2000s.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because you go to AI, you go Iggy.
Yep. Well, it's tough.
I go Drew over E, right?
Were we just talking 1000 to 2010?
I'll say 2000 to 09.
That's not Drew.
Holiday's a little late.
That's not Drew?
Nah.
Drew came after that?
Drew's like 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's not a lot.
Not enough. I go Lou Will.
Lou Will, same time. Lou Will came
in early 2010s.
Yeah.
Lou Will didn't get drafted in 2010?
09, 2010, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
He hit that shot against the Heat in 2011.
Yep.
Okay.
He got drafted, I think, when he was 17 or 18.
No, I remember Lou in high school. Yeah. He went to high school. That's where I lived, in Suwanee, Georgia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lou was the man.
He's not part of that okay. 2000 to 2010.
So I guess he gets on there just because.
Well, Aaron McKee.
Oh, yeah, I'll go Aaron McKee.
Yeah, Dikembe Mutombo.
Mutombo.
Yeah.
We're just going to take that team. Yeah, take four players from that team.
Yeah, Tyrone Hill. I mean, like.
Jumaine Jones?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah. It gets tough.
Jumaine Jones. George Lynch.
So we had Gilly in here in the studio.
Yes.
$1 million worth of game. That's the podcast. Mm-hmm. And Gilly is a big Eagles fan. But Gilly has found himself in a war of words with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Manziel. Cam Newton didn't put Jalen Hurts in his top 10. Mm-hmm. And Gilly said a bunch of stuff about Cam Newton, and then Cam Newton replied, and here's what Cam had to say.
There will not be no playing with my name, with my career. This is all entertainment here. I know why you and your feelings, Gilly. Was it the album comment?
Can you name me one Gilly the Kid album?
Damn.
Did you know his album was Gilladelphia?
That kind of struck a nerve.
Where I'm from, Gilly, we stab and we twist. Wise words was told to me, they say, when you go low, I go to hell. So let's bring up your actual facts and your actual stats.
When I'm looking at your rap career, Gilly did not chart any solo singles on the Billboard Hot 100.
Gilly Duffy didn't do no numbers?
No.
Dang.
Former member of Major Figures, bass rap group late 90s and early 2000s.
You ain't never been great at nothing. The only great thing that Gilly does, he's a great mascot.
So that was Cam Newton. And then Gilly at his birthday party, while holding the Lombardi trophy that Big Dom brought, went back at Cam Newton.
Cam ain't never had one of these. I ain't going back and forth with you. Thank you, Jalen. Appreciate you, Jalen. Love you, Nick. Love you, Nick. Appreciate you, Jalen. Cam Newton never had one of these. I said, Cam Newton never got one of these. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Dom.
So it is true that Cam Newton did not have a Lombardi trophy.
Uh-huh.
It is stretching the truth a bit to say that Gilly does.
Right.
You know?
Yes. He doesn't technically have a trophy.
And then there was that Johnny Manziel said something about Cam, or about Gilly, and then Gilly said something about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
I can't decide. So I'm watching this happen. And part of me is like, Gilly, you look like ridiculous saying that you won a Super Bowl. Which is how it is appearing.
Yeah.
Talking about these guys, you know, Johnny Manziel, great college quarterback, mm-hmm. Cam Newton, and MVP.
Two Heisman Trophy winners.
Cam won an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm thinking, Did Gilly win because these guys are even engaging with him? Like, the fact that they are even thinking about him feels like a Gilly win.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's first of all, I wish this never got to a point to where they do the personal digs at each other.
Right, yes.
But that's what happens when someone is commenting on someone in a certain field that you don't have expertise in.
Sure.
The guy in that field of expertise is going to be offended by you for you jumping into his field, meaning football, and commenting about him as a player or whatever.
And specifically, one thing that Cam said in the beginning of this was like, attack the message, not the messenger.
Right.
This is about what I said, not who I was as a football player.
Yeah. And then we don't need Cam going back. Like, Gilly and his rap career, that's in the past. Like, Gilly is one of the top podcasters in the world right now.
Yes.
Like, he just is. His podcast is bigger than Cam Newton's podcast. It just is. So now you get Gilly saying, I'm bigger than you in this field, in this area. This is my world, right? In all honesty, because Cam's a podcaster too, they both win. Because it's farming, right? It's engagement. That's all it really is going back and forth. Now, Johnny Manziel could have stayed out of it.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Johnny, Cam don't need you to defend him. He can speak up for himself. Cam's gone against T.O., Ryan Clark. Like, so Cam does this. He comes back at guys. And by the way, he did the same thing to Ryan Clark about his career.
Gilly did.
No. Cam did.
Yes.
Cam did. Cam, because he didn't like something that Ryan Clark said about him. So Cam said, your career doesn't match with mine. We're not the same people. You know, so that's where Cam comes back at you. But to answer your question, Spike, I would think they both won because we're paying attention to both of them. We're paying attention to both of them.
So we had at a much, much, much lower level on Friday. I think it was on Friday. I was looking at the Instagram of our podcast, writes Ricky Sanchez, and I saw two comments from a verified account of Evan Turner. And he commented on a reel from 3 weeks ago when I mentioned that watching VJ Edgecombe was not like watching Evan Turner in Summer League.
Right.
That watching VJ Edgecombe, you're like, oh, we have something here. And we watch Evan Turner, you're like, oh, no. Here are the comments from Evan Turner. I'm going to come on your pod and predict your season like I did last year. If I'm right, then you got to stop giving your opinion on a sport you are bad at and just keep driving for Amazon. Deal. Then he said, hit me when you guys make it past the second round. I sacrificed my whole career for that nonsense. If the timing was right, I could have been Ben Simmons. LOL.
I don't even know what that means.
Right. So I responded back to him, and I said he could come on the pod. And Evan said, damn, Spike, I didn't even realize that was you. I always kind of knew you'd never make it. Tell your pops I said hi. He was a good guy. Much love. Now, I certainly didn't make it in basketball, but I think I made it. I was like, wait a minute. I made it.
You make it where? Yeah.
So
you're pretty successful as far as I can see.
So I responded, of course. Unfortunately, Evan, I made it. Google it. I didn't even have to rob the Blazers. Be well. Then he said again, LOL, Spike, you didn't. LOL, you won the genetics lottery by being Howard's son and then piggybacking off of his name.
Wow.
America has worked for both of us.
God, here we go.
Yes. And then finally he said, I'm in Europe at 5 a.m. just trolling. This is legit what you do for a living, and nobody cares about the date the reel was dropped because nobody watches your show or waits for the podcast. This is the most action you've gotten your whole life inside and outside of the bedroom.
Oh, wow. You went there.
Yes. I'll still come on your show and chop it up. I owe Howard a favor. That's how you usually get ahead anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew E.T. still had a little spunk in him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Spunk.
Yeah.
I said spunk.
Yeah. It seems like he has harbored resentment for a while, Evan Turner. And then he said, when one of our listeners said something to him. He said, I have no love for Philadelphia whatsoever. It was the worst experience of my life, and I'm sure the feeling was mutual. Besides a few fans that I appreciated personally, y'all are a legit disgrace.
Mm.
Were we that mean to Evan Turner? I don't remember it being that bad for Evan Turner here.
Well, first of all, I certainly wasn't.
No, you were an Evan Turner guy.
I was an Evan Turner guy, yeah. So yeah.
I don't remember it being that bad for
him. What was frustrating?
Yeah.
You know, his game frustrated people. He wanted to be a point guard. He had the body of a two guard, right?
And he couldn't shoot.
And
he was slow.
And so, you know, that was it. Who came before him?
John Wall.
No. Who was the player we drafted the year before him? I'm trying to figure out the nucleus of the team at that time.
Well, he got drafted to the Iguodala team.
That was Iggy and those guys.
Drew was maybe the year before. Yeah, okay. Or right around that.
So he still was on a solid team. Doug Collins people?
Yes.
Was that Doug Collins?
Yes.
That's what he didn't like.
Yes. Well, and then he got traded. Trying to think. Hinkie traded Evan Turner, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He was on that team that started off 3-0 with Michael Carter-Williams and Spencer Hawes and all that. And then they dismantled that team at the deadline. So the thing is like he stunk.
He might have called flack, but let's put it this way. It wasn't to the level of a Joel Embiid.
No, he didn't catch
that type of flack.
I don't even think
It wasn't Ben Simmons level.
I don't even think he caught as much flack as Iguodala did. I thought Iguodala caught way more flack than Evan Turner. The thing that sucked about Evan Turner is he felt like the perfect guy to draft, and within 10 seconds of seeing him, you didn't, but many people were like, oh no, this guy.
Hey man, he was a National Player of the Year.
He was.
At Ohio State.
I
watched a lot of those damn Buckeye games.
Yeah. All right.
He was a good college player. That's what it basically turned out to be.
He was a
good college player.
And then he ended up getting $70 million, I think, from the Blazers after he had a good little run with the Celtics.
Boston, right? Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. I still no report, by the way, whether Evan's going to come onto the podcast. I think it might be a little contentious. My final comment is I do believe that I have been more successful in my field than Evan Turner was in his.
There you go.
That is now. It made him $100 million.
Yeah. Yes, he's made a lot more. Yeah.
He is certainly more successful than me, but if we're going to split fields, I do believe that I'm ahead of Evan Turner. All right, 215-592-9494. Mount Rushmore Week goes on next, where Ike reveals the Mount Rushmore of cable networks.
This is difficult.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait to see who you squeeze in there. I think there's some locks. I actually think the four might be obvious. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and no Fritz. Jack out today, is back tomorrow. Buzz will be handling the top five at 5. We'll see how he does. Buzz usually does a pretty good job, right? Top five at 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. How confident are you?
I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. Really good.
Okay. All right. Good to hear. We will have Ike's. It is Mount Rushmore week. The first day, 30 past every hour, a new Mount Rushmore. We have Ike's Mount Rushmore of cable networks coming up after we talk to Dave in Levittown. Dave, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, Dave.
What up, Dave?
Oh, thanks for having me on, man. Super excited to plead my case for the Fantasy Football League. But first, got a couple points on the Phils.
Yeah.
Loving this new closer. Really feel like the guy's going to bring in some energy, that old Brad Lidge energy, you know, that we had when we won the World Series in 2008. I was thinking about that. What was Brad Lidge that year? 49 for 49?
Yep.
48-48. And here's the thing.
And they had six more in the postseason.
And not to besmirch Brad Lidge's name, but Brad Lidge had one great year. Mm-hmm. Duran's been good for 3 years now. So, like, he is a better player than Brad Lidge was. Now, Brad, we had our perfect season with him, but I'm almost more confident in Duran than I was in Brad Lidge.
Yeah, he's an exciting player. And, you know, we've blown so many saves this year. I mean, just think about where we could be if we actually had a solid closer in there closing the deal every night.
Yeah, I agree. And it, as long as, because remember, it's not just one guy. I mean, as long as Kirkring gave up the home run on Friday.
Strom's
been pitching better. If we can get And Robertson, by the way, has not been good in the minor leagues. Now, he has to ramp up, I guess. He's only throwing 90, and it seems like he's got hit every time. If we can get, I feel like, one more guy we can count on, and then Tanner Banks, I think we're okay in the playoffs. That would be my guess, because we're going to move. I guess we get Lizardo or Ranger or whatever they decide in the playoffs. I just think we need one more. If we can rely on one more, if Strom can keep doing what he's doing, Kirkering stays where he's at, I think Banks is good situationally. But one more, I feel like we're in a really good spot.
Yeah, we're right there. I feel like we're set up pretty nice. I feel like the Phils are set for a deep run this year. And I feel like the closer is that piece that we're missing. It would have been nice to get a bat, but, you know, looks like they just dipped their toes in this year. I'm hoping they dive all in next year if we don't get it done.
Next year. Yeah.
We already moved to next year?
Yeah, yeah. So, Dave, you want to be in the Fantasy Football League. Sell us on yourself.
Man, boys, I've been trying to get into this league for since you guys started it, 5-6 years. So my league that I was in last year, the guy closed down the league. He said he didn't have enough time. So I don't have a league to be in this year. I tried to start one. I am an amazing fantasy football player. I'll always set my lineup. I'll be on time for the draft. I will make the best moves, and I will crush all opponents.
Wow. So your sell is you're just very good at fantasy football. Oh. I think we could use a good guy who's horrible at fantasy football.
My number one sell is I despise Joe DeCameron, and that will have something to do with my team name there.
Ah, so you have an anti-DeCameron name.
Okay.
Anti-DeCameron, yes. Okay. I'm pro-Fritz.
All right. So anti, you're not even getting his name right, which I appreciate, Dave. Yes. I appreciate
it. I got to say, as the commissioner, not overly impressed with these pleas on day one.
Oh,
I mean, that last guy just going, yeah, I'll set my lineup, I'll show up to the draft. That's like going to a job interview and saying, I'll be on time for work.
Right. Right.
That's not a reason to give you the job.
Well, he was pretty chesty, wasn't he? The Lancaster
guy. He was
guy.
About that he's good at fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the other guy that was trying to sell us on, I'm trying to think, there was a guy earlier that was good too. Yeah, but no one, I don't think anyone's gotten
Steve.
Creative. Yeah, Steve was good. I don't think anybody's gotten particularly creative with the sell.
Just a lot of arrogance and
yes. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, are you going to give us stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like are
Well, you have a little helper at the draft.
Yes. Yes. Who will show up when you're late. All right. Every 30 past every hour all week, we have a new Mount Rushmore. It is Mount Rushmore week. It is Ike's turn. So this will be the Mount Rushmore of cable networks. Now, this is an all-time Mount Rushmore, not a specific current, not a right now Mount
Still
Rushmore.
Still struggling with one.
Oh, boy. I think you're okay with it.
No, not that. No,
oh, okay.
No.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll talk the last one out amongst us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So here are my four that I have.
Okay.
They are debatable because, quite frankly, we all have different networks
yes.
that we sort of gravitate towards.
Yes.
So here are the four that I think should reach the majority of people.
Okay.
Start off with the easiest one, HBO.
Okay.
That's a Mount Rushmore. Maybe not as big as it today as it used to be.
It was enormous.
But HBO, yep. I feel like all the best shows were on HBO, especially in the 2000s, the early part of the 2000s.
Yeah, even in the beginning, dude.
Yeah.
That was before everything was on demand. It was rent movies, and it was when is it coming on HBO?
HBO.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay.
Remember, they used to have big boxing matches on HBO.
Oh, they did.
Yes, sir.
They did, yes.
Got to go with ESPN.
Absolutely.
Got to go with the worldwide leader.
Yep, absolutely.
Changed all of our lives, right?
Yep.
ESPN.
Yep, easy.
How about this one? Worked his way in there. And they've now merged.
Okay.
NFL Network.
Is on your all-time Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Because here's why.
Oh, no.
Football is king.
Oh, God.
Football is king.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I think it was the first 24-hour football network, right? That did nothing but NFL football. And then you add the Red Zone. To it? No, that's Mount Rushmore.
Dude.
That's Mount Rushmore.
I have a problem.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
There's
All
the
right,
first Red Zone's the best argument for that whole thing, by the way.
Yeah.
That revolutionized more than anything.
That's why I threw it in there.
All right.
NFL Network, not as good as it used to be, but I got to go with Mount Rushmore here.
Okay.
And then the last one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going back and forth here. One of my music channels.
Oh, so I knew there was going to be a delegation issue.
Look, going back and forth here. It was either going to be BET
yeah.
or MTV.
I mean, if there's no MTV, there's no BET. No offense to anyone.
It's
obviously.
MTV.
Yeah, it's MTV.
I'm trying to talk me out of my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just saying.
No, it's MTV.
To anyone who pushes back on
yes,
you,
it's MTV.
It's MTV.
It's MTV. So I got HBO, ESPN, NFL Network, and MTV.
Okay. So the only one I have a real problem with is the NFL Network. So here are some channels that I believe are over NFL Network. Nickelodeon is over NFL Network, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like,
I was never a big Nickelodeon. When they stopped the slime thing they did
years
ago.
You can't do that on television. Yeah. Yep. But you can't do that on television. There was Double Dare. There was all that. But then Nick at Night came from Nickelodeon, which is
That's
Ren
true.
And Stimpy
yep.
and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
so, so I think Nickelodeon has a case.
Mm-hmm.
CNN has a big case as mm-hmm. the first 24-hour news network. Do not get mad at me because you think you don't know anything about me. But the truth is that before we all became psychotic and fighting
You're
with
right,
each other all
right.
the time about news, it was a 24-hour news network. And here is one also that I believe goes over NFL Network, and that is the Food Network. The Food,
Food Network
created stars, Emeril Lagasse,
yeah.
Bobby Flay,
yeah.
Rachel Ray,
yeah.
and Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri, yeah.
Dude, the Food Network, what was the one where it was like a ninja thing? It
What, American Ninja Warrior?
No. It was on Food Network.
I can't remember
the name of it.
Oh, you meant ninja as in a...
It was like a Japanese show that they took and they turned it into a food show. I'm sure somebody will tweet it at me mm-hmm. in a second. I just think Food Network is one of those networks where I can put it on and no matter what it's on, I will end up watching it. And it made chefs into stars. So I would say it has a case.
Okay.
I would say it
was
has a case.
Was not a big Food Network guy, but
okay.
I know Food Network for sure.
Yep.
What else you had? CNN?
CNN.
Obvious reasons. What
yep.
else you have?
CNN and Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Yeah, Nickelodeon's a good one.
It's an OG.
That's
Nickelodeon's
a good one. Yeah,
an OG.
Yeah, and Nickelodeon's been around for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for any of us who were early teens at a certain age, Cinemax was very important
yeah.
for a lot of us.
You know what? Almost threw that on there. But I figured it was a part of HBO. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. I'm not,
yeah.
look, overall, probably doesn't deserve to be in there. If HBO is going to get your pay channel vote, that is
yeah.
fine. But Cinemax, I just want to give a nod to Cinemax. At a certain age, it was
yes.
very, very, very important.
Yes,
All right.
it was. I wonder we didn't have Cinemax for
yeah.
this. Yes.
Well, even if it's scrambled, if you watch,
mm-hmm.
you know. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey man, it's a great show. Y'all done taught me a lot. I'm trying to get one of them beach sandwiches.
Yeah. What is he talking about, man? I know Elliot's your guy, but a beach sandwich?
Man, this dude invents the wheel every day, man.
Yep. He does, man.
I mean, he's like, oh, a beach sandwich. A spike. I'm gonna need you to throw that Mount Rushmore away, man. That was trash, man. You better than that.
What?
that
sandwiches?
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly. Come on, man.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, right, these are all-time sandwiches.
And you a hamburger
look,
is a sandwich.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't. Now you're talking to Elliot. Yeah, that's an Elliot issue, not a Spike issue.
Yeah, I'm just... All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying a peanut butter and cheese, a peanut butter jelly, a grilled cheese... These are sandwiches where at any time, if someone gives you that sandwich, you are happy. They are all-time sandwiches. Everybody likes a grilled cheese. Everybody likes a peanut butter and jelly.
Not when you're in a joint.
Well, yes. Well, I haven't experienced that issue.
But look, you got to throw like an Italian sub on there, Italian hoagie on there, a Cuban. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of sandwiches.
A Cuban?
So.
Cuban.
What the hell is that?
Man. It's pork, pickles. Swiss cheese and...
Man, I get from Ohio and said, what's a Cuban?
Yeah, yeah.
I know what a Reuben is.
Well, Reuben, yeah. The Reuben's different than Cuban.
Yeah, I don't know what a Cuban is, no.
Yeah. I had it right? It is Swiss,
yeah, yep,
pork,
right, yep,
pickles.
Right, yep.
I feel like I'm missing one
thing. First of all, who eats that combination?
Cubans.
I do. about who eat that combination. I do. You know
Swiss cheese, pickles, pork. Yep. Come on, man.
I don't do the pickles, but I do everything else on there, you know.
Okay.
But, hey, but you know, this is a fun week, Mount Rushmore week.
Yep.
I gotta address this, you know, this Gilly situation, man.
Ah.
Gilly, bro, leave it alone, man. Like, this is getting out of hand. Like, these guys talking crazy out here. People talking about getting violent. And all this is over my quarterback. Like, he don't got nothing to do, nothing. He don't say nothing. He don't talk to nobody. He don't put on the ring. He don't do nothing. And they fighting over him. It's crazy, man. It's like, what are we doing? You got to let that go. You know what I'm saying? Also, Spike, you definitely off the bandwagon. I know you a Sixer guy. Don't ever mention O State. You're not a fan at all. Don't buy no hat. Don't buy none of that. Man.
No, I don't even want it. You can have it. Yeah, I don't even want it. There was one day.
You kill it, Evan Turner.
No. Evan Turner killed me first. I was doing nothing.
That is true.
I'm just sitting here doing my podcast, and Evan Turner's got a problem. He's got the problem, not me.
But you know what they say? You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That means he was looking. You know, that means
yes.
He was in his algorithm.
Yes. Yeah.
Like he talking about, oh, don't nobody watch your show. That's how you know he watched the show.
Yep.
If anybody say that, that's how you know they really watch.
The one thing I'll say with Gilly, it was during this time where people nationally had seemingly were kicking Jalen. Like, he's not top 10, he's not this, he's not that. So you almost need somebody with a voice out there like, no, I'm going to stand up for my guy.
Exactly.
And that's sort of, you know, Gilly feels like he's the protector of all Philadelphia sports athletes. And so that's why he jumped out there in the first place. This was during that time where Jalen was like a hot topic for everybody for about a week or so there, discussing where he should be at, ranked amongst other good quarterbacks or the other great quarterbacks in the league.
Yep. So, I'm all the way bought in on the Phillies. So listen, I'm going down. They tugging on my heartstrings. I don't care. This dude, Johan Duran, man, I know it's only two outings, but the intro, all that, the way he playing, man, we just gotta keep it up. And I'm with you, Spike. You was the first one on Bryce need to show more emotion. If we get this same Bryce, this energetic, emotional Bryce, you know, another Old State guy, you know, you know, we gonna ride this into the club. And we getting another trophy this year. I'm not worried about no Dodgers, no Milwaukee Brewers, no Oilers, none of that. Definitely ain't worrying about the Mets. And the Mets got to see us because y'all know what happened last time. Y'all saw us.
We do want revenge. I do want revenge on the Mets.
Yeah.
I do too. I want them in the postseason.
Yes. As long as they're not super hot at the end of the season, yeah. I'm happy to get revenge on the Mets.
And I don't care about that. I want them with my squad. You know what I'm saying? I want the Phillies versus Mets. Whenever we see them, I need it.
Actually, now that you say it, wouldn't it be nice, Ike,
mm-hmm.
if we are back at Citi Field? Because you remember how it ended. Now, you made a lot of money the way it ended. But but you remember how it ended.
It was an emotional hedge.
Yes. Yes, and your emotions were just fine afterwards. But you remember we're standing there next to our WFAN counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing next to Tommy Lugauer and Evan Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing next to Al Cintron and all the big Met fans there. I think that was everybody. I would love to win it there with them next to us.
Yeah.
Or here with them next to us.
Yeah.
Like, that was crushing.
It was. We had to sit through that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all the fans and everybody there, and then these guys who I had abandoned, they got one on me, and I would like to get one back on them. So.
Yep. Also, on the way out, real quick, it's don't got nothing to do with nothing. Ike, big game week one. I don't want to hear you on no bets on no other side. Or
you know where we going. You know where we going. Hold on, though, Corey. Where's the game at?
It's in Columbus.
Okay. I feel better.
Michigan State?
No, oh. Texas versus Ohio State.
Why
number
do you...
one versus number two.
Well, he wants me with the Big Ten.
Oh. Yes. Now, how does that work? Do you cheer for the Big Ten unless it's Michigan State?
Unless it's Michigan, yes.
Hey, the Big Ten, the best conference. Hey, who the best player on the Eagles?
Saquon Barkley.
And where he go to school? There you go.
Penn State, unfortunately. Yeah.
I holler at y'all.
All right, Corey.
All right, Corey.
I would like to get revenge on the Mets now that you say
it. Yeah.
That was a sad way to end.
Yeah.
You know? And then we had to sit there for an hour and 20 minutes while Jack did the friggin' show.
And we had a game where their guy came out, right? Which game was it? Was it four or game three?
Did one of their guys come out here?
No. The closer for them.
Diaz.
Yeah, they did the whole thing.
Yeah, with the Timmy trumpet.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they did the whole. It was a light show, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it a light thing? Yeah.
Yes. As I said, when Val, my wife, saw the Duran thing, I showed her. She was like, "Is this a thing?" And I showed her
the Edwin Diaz
thing, and Ryan Helsley has Hell's Bells, It seemed like it changed her life that she loves The Undertaker too, which is, I think, the other reason why she likes Duran, because of the Undertaker thing at the beginning of it.
Ah, okay.
It is kind of neat.
It is. Yeah. And non-sports fans probably don't know that's a thing for closers.
No.
Why would you?
Yeah.
No, I mean, even me, I just thought they come out the music,
yeah,
but the whole light show and everything, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And I think Elliot said it correctly. I think people going to... Like, you know how they go to a game.
Going to games. That's something they're going for.
They want to see a Schwarber home run. They want to see this. But I think you go with the hope that he's going
to
come in.
How many games am I going to have to stay at completely until I get to see this?
All of them.
All right. Let's call a spade a spade here. The odds of Ike being at a Phillies game to the very end, more than one, not counting playoff games that we're at.
Right.
Is...
Oh, I definitely may not see it to the playoffs.
I was going to say, it's like 100-1.
I definitely may not see it to the playoffs. That's for sure.
And especially if you go once and you don't see it.
And I don't see it, yeah.
Could you imagine the boos that Thompson would get if for some reason the Phils are up 3-1 and maybe Duran's work like 2 days in a row and he sends Kirkering out there or something? Like, Kirkering's going to get booed. If I was any of these other Phillies relievers, I would have a song.
Yeah.
And, have the lights go out.
Thing.
Yeah, you better have a thing.
Can't do it for a setup guy.
I don't know. Your setup guy's good enough. You know, Yankees at one point had Wetland and they had...
John Wetland.
And
man.
Rivera, you know. Yeah. Remember, Rivera was the setup guy for Wetland at one point.
Yeah, for the first championship, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for the first one.
Yeah, and Rivera was what? Enter Sandman, right?
Correct.
But he didn't have this whole thing.
No, it was just the song.
I wonder, would it be cool if they had... Nah, it would probably ruin it. If they had it for certain hitters. If you could have like one hitter in your lineup.
Where the lights go out as he walks to the plate.
Yeah.
It's like the golden bat, but you choose when the song plays.
You can
plays.
Do it like three times. Like, imagine...
Great.
It's
now we're turning a baseball game into basketball.
Because basketball does
all the lights and the different things.
By the way, baseball is already kind of annoying with the amount of sound effects that are in between pitches. The Yankee Stadium is the worst.
It's unbelievable.
It's constant.
I was there the Saturday game.
It happens more at Citizens Bank Park than I thought. After the Yankee game, I started paying attention.
There's
no
silence ever.
No. Buzz, what do you have coming up in the top five at five?
It's the 2-year anniversary of a very special moment. Here in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That got perpetuated here on the air.
Okay.
Made me tear up.
We're going to rank the five funniest things surrounding the ovation. Five funniest ovation-related moments.
The five funniest... Oh, I hope I know what number one is.
This leaves Buzz to his own sort of thing here.
But he can take shots at Jack in there. Because remember, the top five never take shots at Jack.
Never.
And only take shots at us.
I like it.
Yeah.
I won the belt once. For taking shots at Jack in the top five.
You did win the belt once. You did.
And Ike's been having the belt for a little too long here.
You got a shot here, Buzz.
There's an opening.
He wanted to remind you of that, yes.
Yeah, well, I got to get the... My sandwich list is certainly not going to get me the belt this week. All right, the top five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.